الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحج أشهر معلومات، وقال الله تبارك وتعالى: والفجر وليال عشر، وقال تبارك وتعالى: لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Just a few refreshers and reminders. And a reminder is always beneficial for the believers. And before we speak on those few subjects, one very important thing for all of us is that we all make wudu, may Allah accept it, inshallah. And our namaz can only be correct if our wudu is correct. And wudu before that, our taharat, istinja, etc. Allah give us all tawfiq to learn all this. And in wudu, one particular thing is the washing of the legs must be done properly. Many people, young boys, old people, like pious people also, we just dangle our feet under the tap and we feel it is done, that the leg is washed. Now the whole leg, including the ankle, must be washed properly. The bottom of the leg also commonly gets left out. We don't wash it. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, to see to everything. And when Allah Ta'ala chooses a person, Allah guides a person, and then he will do all that. So Allah give us all tawfiq that inshallah we wash our legs also properly, our taharat we properly, and we can gauge that of how much concentration we have in namaz. And in namaz also, Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayh has written in Fadail namaz, and other buzurgs also have written, the concentration in namaz is proportionate to the actions of namaz, how much they confirm to sunnah. In other words, how much our namaz is correct. And for that, we should also think we learn so many other things and we get trained in so many things. But in namaz, the training of namaz, whether our namaz is done correctly or not, that also we should consider. May Allah give us all tawfiq to make our namazes properly, inshallah. So this is during this period that we are in. We'll be meeting all the time people who are going for Hajj. And mashallah, one aspect of Hajj is also they would meet people and tell them we are going for Hajj. That in itself enlivens the whole spirit of Hajj. And now at this time, really, we all should think, I should think for myself, how much am I conscious of the Hajjis who are, and mashallah, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with the most perfect, the most beautiful deen. And the sunnats of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Hadrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullah alayhi said, sunnat ka tariqa ashal tariqa hai. The sunnat way of doing anything is the most easy way. It's a practical sunnat way. Just for example, if you think of the greeting of Islam, always assalamu alaikum. Other people's greeting in the morning is good morning. In the afternoon, it's in other words, good afternoon. At night is good night. So it changes all the time. Clothing, according to true sunnat, wherever you are, you dress according to sunnat. Yeah, if you go to a wedding, you have to be dressed according to that. If you are going for fishing, you have to be dressed according to that. If you're going to work, you have to be dressed according to that. Everywhere it is all different. Whereas sunnat tariqa is one tariqa. Sunnat ka tariqa, ajmal tariqa hai. It is the most beautiful way. And the way that Allah loves, there can be no more beautiful way. And Allah Ta'ala himself has declared, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنًا. You have got a beautiful example in Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. So that is what we should try to bring all the time within our lives, the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. And sunnat ka tariqa ajmal hai, is the most beautiful. It is the most easiest. It is the most beautiful way. There's the ways of sunnat, the way that Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. And if we can gain that conviction of the sunnat, that no matter where we are, how we are, and there are, mashallah, people who maintain that sunnah, though we might regard them like they're not ulama, or they're not hafiz, they're not connected to a darul ulum, but yet, mashallah, you see that they maintain the sunnah properly all the time. So much so, Allah give us all tawfiq, that you see clearly the trousers also well above the ankles for the males. Clearly, you don't have to look a second time. Allah Ta'ala make us maaf. Some people have a problem, the trouser slips down and it goes a bit lower. But the actual thing is, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, it was Hazrat Manana Shah, Masihullah Sahib, Jalalabadi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, trousers should be so much above the ankle that a person doesn't have to look the second time. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali himself, we saw that his habit was whenever he got up from sitting, the first thing he would pull his trouser up. Because while sitting, the trouser goes, slips a bit down. But he would be conscious of it all the time. And Hazrat had this beautiful way also, when he saw somebody with his trousers below, close to his ankles, below his ankles, then Hazrat should tell all who are present, each one of us check our trousers. Whether they are, where are they? Are they on their place or not? Allah give us all tawfiq to try and practice upon this and try and to maintain this. And the correct thing must be done by everyone. And we can't justify ourselves. If we are wrong somewhere, we are wrong. To justify ourselves is dangerous. So anyway, these are those beautiful days now of Hajj. So Hajj will start tonight. The moon has to be sighted. Tomorrow will be the first of Zulhijjah. And the actual Hajj procedure will be from the 8th of Zulhijjah, when people will go to Mina, and then the next day they will go to Arafat, and that is the great height. Al-Hajju Al-Arafah. The actual Hajj is Arafah. And may Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala bless us all with the true spirit. Though we won't be there, many of us, most of us, though there may be somebody sitting here who is still going for Hajj, but most of us, we will be here. But let our hearts be there. Let our hearts be in Mina, in Arafat, in Muzdalifah, for the night that is the most greatest night in our life, the night of Muzdalifah, where we are in the open, just with Allah Ta'ala there, and in communication with Allah Ta'ala. And the people who are actually going, they will be experiencing it. But may Allah put our hearts also there, that we are also there in Muzdalifah. And the main special dua of Arafat, of Muzdalifah, it is narrated that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was engrossed in duas in Arafat, in Muzdalifah also, and crying to Allah. And when you can see a person has got a worry, a concern, you can make it out from his face, that this person. But then in Muzdalifah, suddenly Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam burst out into a smile. And yet, by the way, to mention, whenever we have to say Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, let us try and say it clearly, properly, and not just by the way. Or if we are writing it also, nothing like S-A-W or something like that. Let us write it out. And in writing, as long as it is there in writing, then, and that written form remains, then we get sawab for it all the time. And in printing, when we are printing kitabs also, we should not put Jalla Jalaluhu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in such fine print that you can't read it also. That little space, afforded the space, it's a great, great ibadat. And when we are reading Durood Sharif also, not just fast that we read, but we try and read it correctly as much as we can. It doesn't mean that we have to stretch it long, etc. and that, but at least with that reverence, with that esteem for the name of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So, let our hearts be there. And then the next is that the 10 days which is starting tomorrow or Tuesday, depending on the sighting of the moon. These 10 days which are referred to, which are really the 9 days, they are very, very valuable days. If Allah give us tawfiq, let us keep roza also. If not all the roza, some of them. And at least the ninth, we try to keep roza. If for any reason we cannot keep, then at least have that sorrow in the heart that I couldn't keep that roza. But we should try and keep all these roza. And also one very important thing, which Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali in his time writes, وَمِنَ السُنَّنِ الْمَتْرُوكَ, of the sunnats which are given up by people generally, is that those who are going to be making qurbani, that from the first, whether it is tomorrow or whether it is Tuesday, until the qurbani is made, we shouldn't be cutting our nails, paring our nails, take any hair of the body, etc. We should we should resemble the muhrim, the person who is in ihram. So this is the time that we should try and resemble the people who are in ihram. And also, people have making, if anyone is, our farz qurbani, try and make it ourselves, here at home. Nafal qurbani, send away as much as we can. This excuse that people don't have meat, they don't need meat only once a year. If that is our real motive, then send every month for them, a minimum. Send every month for them that they can have. But in any case, if a person is sending his farz qurbani, then the masala is not where the person is, but where the animal is. So, for example, if we are sending our qurbani to India, and their Eid is one day later, then we must wait for one day later till the qurbani is made. And we get confirmation, or we are convinced that the qurbani is made now. So we should try and observe this also. It's also a very important thing. And this, the resemblance and the similarity with the muhrim, with those who are in ihram, is also a great favor of Allah. And amongst the beautiful teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq of that also. So till before sunset tonight, if we have to, anyone is going to be making qurbani, because otherwise the nails will grow very long. If we cut our nails last week and we're not cutting now, another 10 days they will grow quite long, etc. And the hair also, so all that we should try and remove. May Allah give us tawfiq. And emphasize and think of the beautiful exclamations of the Hajj. For example, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik, la sharika laka labbaik, innal hamda wal ni'mata wal mulka lak, la sharika lak, labbaik wa sa'adik. And there are other words of labbaik also. We should try and learn them also. The most famous and common are the famous ones which we all know. But there are a few other formulas also, and very beautiful also. So we should try and learn it. The day Allah take us for Hajj, and we can be reciting it on the way, how beautiful it will be. And our friends or whoever is going, and many times they ask for some advice. So give them this advice, whatever comes to heart, what Allah puts in one's heart. But one is to tell them to read Labbaik in abundance. Today, unfortunately, Labbaik is gone to a very minimum. People very little read Labbaik, very little. Anyone who will think of it, and he will see that we don't really hear the Labbaik there. Just like, unfortunately, here we are. Today we came for the Majlis, a Dini matter. But think to ourselves, how much did we hear Salaam? Whereas in the hadith it comes, that afshaw salam, that make the salam, spread it. And like spreading, ifsha, is to understand it, is like a secret. If you want a secret to spread, then just tell somebody, don't tell anyone. And then see how that secret spreads. And it goes around, viral it becomes immediately. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used that word here, that salam spread it like that. Salam should be, and salam Allahu Akbar. Today, think for ourselves as we are. When I enter my home, do I make salam? And salam should be made verbally, and should be made loudly, and should be made clearly. Not we shy away from it, or we feel a complex, we suffer a complex. For other things, hi, how are you? That we shout it out. that all. But when so it comes to salam, when it comes when you sneeze and you say Alhamdulillah, and in reply, Yarhamukallah. If somebody does say, he just says it under his breath. Whereas all these things should be said, make the Islamic environment alive. So salam also should be made very much alive. When entering the home, when leaving the home, we should make salam and make it loudly. Commonly it appears that there are only two types of people who make salam quite loudly. And that is one is in the Hajj or in Umrah. When you meet somebody and he makes you salam, think for ourselves, we go for Hajj, Umrah. How much do we really hear people making salam? Whoever we meet, we crossing with one another. It's all Muslims, by and large. Allah make it all come right. But that place is exclusive for Muslims only. But yet, how much do we make salam? Very seldom. The one who does make salam, and if you give a reply, the next is that I lost my passport, I lost my money, I need some help, etc. So salam, unfortunately, is left for that. Or think about us, most of us are businessmen. In our shops, do we hear salam? And the day we do hear salam, a nice salam, assalamu alaikum, then you know there's a collector here. There's somebody for collection. So salam is left only for that. Whereas otherwise, the salam, we are quite weak in that. So Allah Ta'ala make the salam come alive, labbaik come alive in the Hajj, etc., in Umrah, etc. And then we appreciate all this special occasion. This year's 1446, the Hajj of this year won't come again ever in our lives. And if we are not going for Hajj, then too these days won't come ever. Like now Zuhr Namaz will come. Today's Zuhr Namaz will never come in our lives again. I can think that tomorrow I'll make my Zuhr perfectly. But today's Zuhr will never come in my life again. This is the one opportunity to try and do it. If we're reading the 30th Juz, the 30th Juz which I'm reading now, this is my one time. If this won't come, I can read 30th Juz again in my next Khatam. But this Khatam, it won't come. So try and read it with concentration, with as much as we can devotion, and correctly as much as we can. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Then with that, there are so many things to mention. But then comes the 10 days which we are now coming into from tomorrow or from Tuesday. So the rozas of these days, they are very valuable. And to start preparing for Qurbani, that is another thing. Have it in mind. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. So many brothers have reported that they have their animals from last year. After the Qurbani, for this year already, the animals are there. Allah keep that spirit alive. Otherwise, at least a few days, if we can make it a few days, weeks, or months before, Alhamdulillah. If not, it's not for us. But that spirit be there with us. And the Qurbani, we try and get involved ourselves. And on whom Qurbani is wajib, and that is necessary. Alhamdulillah, the masail, many, many people are explaining the masail of Qurbani, and on whom Qurbani is wajib, etc. And even if it's not wajib, to try and make the Qurbani. And if it's not wajib also, and we're not making, it's not wajib on us, we are poor, but then to get involved still in the Qurbani, at any venue, any place, in the family, wherever. But to try and become practically, physically involved in the Qurbani. It mustn't be, as Maulana Bashir Sahib explained, that it's a day of Jummah and it is Ramadan. It was Ramadan also, the month of Ramadan. And we are thinking about other things. And we know all what is happening with the World Cup and all these things, how people are Muslim people and they target. In fact, just to refresh again, on one alim that was going to Bosnia to do some social welfare work. And it came about that he was sat next to a Jewish rabbi. And the Jewish rabbi told him after a little introduction, in order to destroy, in order to take away the help of Allah from the Muslims, they got a 4-point plan. The one is to get them involved in all this entertainment, sports and that. So let us think of it. And where we can, And this is one very important point also. Don't just keep deen for ourselves. First is we must worry of ourselves. And then worry about our family. Otherwise, our young children, the reports that we get, what questions they ask, especially from some foreign countries, that the little children of 8 and 9, what things they are saying. Though it is, appears outwardly, they like our children. And they are wearing burqa, they are wearing kurta, everything. But inside the heart, the poison that has come in from the schools, from the environment, from all the sites on the internet, all the different sites, and they get involved with this. So to have a close connection with our children, and to sit and mix with them and try and take out what is in their heart, to open up a discussion, to find out what is in the heart, not what is just on the outside, is very, very important. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And this qurbani, which is a great ibadat also. And it is from the shi'ar of Islam. And a person who honors woman, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شِعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. A person who honors the shi'ar of Islam, it is from the taqwa of the heart. So these things here we should try and honor the qurbani, try and do it properly, etc. Today, alhamdulillah, now we've got Maulana Rassan here. He's one of our very good friends. His father was very prudent, mashallah, in the madrasa by Abdul Rahman Amiji. Commonly he was known as Norman, which also is unfortunate. All this different other names, and people will only know who you're speaking about when you use that name, unfortunately. Whereas it should be the other way around. But anyway, he was, mashallah, he sacrificed a lot for the madrasa also. And Maulana is here, and he's teaching Hifz for so many years. And so many students have become Hafiz. One of his students completing Hifz now also. So inshallah we will have the Hifz Khatam. Then the Quran Sharif, Allah give us all tawfiq. Every aspect of the Quran Sharif, the reading of Quran Sharif is also very, very noble. A person who reads the Quran Sharif, his parents will be given a crown to wear of noor. And the brightness of it will outshine the sun and the moon if it was in. That is just for the reading of the Quran Sharif. So what will be the readers if because of him his parents. And then if a child reads the Quran Sharif, and we are all children, though we may be grandfathers today, great-grandfathers, but we are still the children of our parents. We should read Quran Sharif. When we read Quran Sharif, then that person in another hadith it comes, is given a crown of noor. And his parents are given clothes, the value of which is far more than all the money of the world. So expensive clothes the parents will be given to wear. And the parents will ask, Ya Allah, for what is this? And they will say, because of the reading of the Quran Sharif by your child. But in all these hadith, the condition comes, وَأَمِلَ بِمَا فِيهَا. And he makes amal on that. So that is one aspect which is being neglected quite a bit. Focus is on the hifz. And mashallah, the standard of hifz and the tajweed, etc. And to be knowing Quran Sharif is improving tremendously, alhamdulillah. But the other aspect of the amal of it, that also is very, very necessary. MashaAllah, there are ustad who pay attention to that also, to the tarbiyat of the children, and that they practice also. In one hadith it comes that if the parents teach the children Quran Sharif, just the reading of it themselves, or they send them to the maktab madrasa, all their previous and future sins are all forgiven. And if they make them hafiz, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them even much more greater honor, that the child, the parents will be given a crown to wear, and the children will be told to recite, and every ayat they will be going higher and higher in Jannah. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayh, laments at this point, And he says, but how sad it is that Quran Sharif and the Talim of the Maktab, we take it as not inferior, we relegate it right out of the league. It doesn't feature anywhere. Whereas more importance is given for some extra muriel affairs, teaching, etc., extra subject. And today the system in almost every country, the lament is that from young age, children after school going for other additional lessons. And some places, one place particularly we know, children instead of madrasa, being sent for ballet dancing, to learn ballet dancing and all many other wrong things. So Allah Ta'ala give us all. And the important thing is that we try and pass this message on to others. We try and work on other people in whichever way, who we can win over. And today the general trend is they just will write you off. When you're on deen, you're a write-off. And we must not write off anyone. No matter how the condition is, try and win them over. One person, one family, whoever we can, try and work and win them over. And Allah Ta'ala save us that we don't get watered down in front of other people. When the other atmosphere and the other environment overtakes, then we also sort of give in. Allah Ta'ala keep us firm on deen, inshallah. May Allah give us all tawfiq.
Haji Musa Gardi just passed away a week ago or so, recently, and he spent the Ramzan also, Ashara, Etikaf year. So his son, Hafiz Abdullah, was explaining that he used to read three suparas every day. That was his normal practice. And due to suffer sometimes, then it is absorbed. If you can't manage suffer, your namaz is also made half. But he wouldn't. He would complete his first his reading and then only go to sleep. You should make sure. And in Ramadan, he was making every second, third day a khatam. So, mashallah. And his mort also came. He was by his sister's place. And the bed was put in such a way that if you sleep on the bed, head on the pillow, etc., then you're facing away from Qibla and your back is towards Qibla. But then he passed away in his sleep. But when they found him, then the pillows were by the lakeside. And he slept with his head on the lakeside so that he could face Qibla. And in that way, he had Allah Ta'ala took it. And many other great virtues. He said, Hafiz Abdullah told me that the other workers, etc., who worked with him, they always found him to be very alert and bright. So they asked him the reason. He says, what I can think, that he was very pabind on his tahajjud and tilawat of Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala accept us all. And as this all I spoke later, that after Quran Sharif is completed with Qul a'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, but it's just a system from the hadith that you read, Alif Lam Mim Tal Muflihun. And that is actually not a rasam. Not a customary thing, but it should be that we now read on further. So as the Hafiz also, he will be making his door, he will be carrying on. We also. It mustn't happen in Ramadan, we made khatam, one khatam we made, and now we touch the Quran next Ramadan. And the whole year we don't read. No, it should be that we're reading all the time. And we try and make one khatam every month minimum. And otherwise as much as we can, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah.